Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
Rob and Mark do it right. Every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Rob had to leave. He's so bummed out. He just found out that Tony Scheffler is retiring from the NFL.
No, I think I'll be all right.
Tony Scheffler is leaving the NFL because of the concussion situation. So no more Tony Scheffler. Although the Lions didn't have any more anyhow. They cut him back in October.
Yeah, three concussions he's battling.
So he said, screw it. And I guess he's going to live in Chelsea and go hang out with Jeff Daniels when the Dumb and Dumber 2 thing is done. Well, you know, he's got the Purple Rose Theater out there. You go maybe do a play or two out there in Chelsea, Michigan. Have you been there, Matt, to the Purple Rose Theater, Jeff Daniels' place? Have you seen the trailer for Dumb and Dumber 2? Do you like it? Everybody's going crazy. Is that rain?
It's not loud, then.
Well, it's supposed to be pouring. I'm getting texts about it, too. Where's your when you want to weather now?
Look at Verlander threw a 97-mile-an-hour fastball.
Oh, we'll get you caught up here. Let's get you caught up.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers.
We are in the bottom of three. The White Sox have loaded the bases. In fact, Verlander walked the man over to first, so he walked the bases full. We are one away, and the Sox lead the Tigers 1-0. Still on the 19th home run of the season by Jose Abreu. Well, he's now two outs in the inning. Still bases juiced. Bottom three, long way to go at U.S. Cellular tonight. I called the other night, Monday, it was so cold there. People, like, bundled up, and then, yes, I called my mother and said, is it cold in Chicago? He said, yeah, it's like in the low 50s, early upper 40s. That was a huge, like 15 degrees difference than we had. And I'm noticing again that some people are dressed like very, not heavy jackets, but yeah, you see that? I mean, it's like 80 degrees here and they're bundled up. Look at that guy. Come on, people. I don't know. There's something wrong with that town. Something wrong with Chicago lately. They're just not, it's not the same, Eric. EP, it's just not the same. Oh, what if Abreu's batting against Verlander right now in the third? Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker Mann, presented by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 4 at Madison Square Garden. We're going to 2. The Rangers are holding on to that 1-0 lead. So far, so good for Henrik Lundqvist, and even for Jonathan Quick. He's given up one goal. The Kings are 40 minutes away, if they can find a way, for taking that Stanley Cup back to Los Angeles for the second time in 3 years. Or they'll try to force a Game 5 if the Rangers can. NBA Finals Game 4 tomorrow in Miami. The Heat are trying to force a Game 5 as well. Spurs are up 2-1, though, not 3-0, after last night's record-setting romp. Other baseball in the American League, Phil Hughes goes 7, strikes out 9, gives up no runs and no walks. He goes to 7-2 with the 7-2 win for the Twins over the Blue Jays. Royals beat the Indians 4-1. That put Kansas City, as we speak, 2.5 back of the Tigers. They lose to the White Sox. It could be just two games. Orioles lead the Red Sox in the 7th, 4-0. Two others will start after 10 tonight. Interleague Series, the Rays now lead the Cardinals in the 5th, 4-3. Rangers have put up 4 on the Marlins. It's 4-0 4th. Astros over the Diamondbacks, 2-1 4th. National League, still nothing doing in the 7th inning. Padres and Phillies tied at nothing. Pirates lead the Cubs, 2-0 in the 2nd. Just say who it was that hit the homer, Rob, will you please? But got Abreu and they're out of the inning. Oh, come on, Jose, dude. It's one of the worst ever. That wasn't even... What was he thinking? Rob, just say who hit the homer for the Pirates, please, so we can move on.
Andrew McCutchen, my dude.
Another one. It's like 4 straight days he's hit a homer. It's number 10 of the season. Pirates lead the Cubs 2-0 second. Reds over the Dodgers 3-0. Just say who hit the homer for the Pirates. Brewers over the Mets, 3-1-6. Rockies have put 3 up on Atlanta. They're still batting in the 1st. And the Nationals, Giants at 10-15. You just heard Bob Krause, bobkrausegolf.com. U.S. Open, he's picking, I guess he, did he finally say Adam Scott? Because I'm saying Adam Scott. Rob is going to pick Jack Nicklaus to win the U.S. Open. I wish Jack would play the Open again. And he's getting back to competitive golf. He's going to play Legends with Gary Player. That's pretty cool. But that starts bright and early tomorrow at Pinehurst number 2, 6:56 a.m. You'll see Brian Stewart from Oakland University with the second tee time of round 1. Sergio 718, Rory McIlroy 740, Phil Mickelson 751, and the guy we're picking, Adam Scott, to win it, and Bubba Watson go at 125 in the afternoon, so they got the later tee time. And MIS open for biz on Friday, so you know the day before that happens. Qualifications for Sunday's Quicken Loans 400 is 3:35 p.m. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. I'll just tell you this now because we were talking about the World Cup with DJ from the Shadow League, and go check them out at shadowleague.com. But his name is Rocco Siffredi. He's a porn star from Italy. He's been in 1,000 adult films. Did you see this, Gary? Gary, right off the bat, he looks at me and smiles. I know Rocco Siffredi. He has vowed, Rob, in the interest of Italy, that a man who's done 1,000 porn movies in his life, 1,000 adult films, will be celibate for the entire run of the Italian soccer team. Gary, if you would please give it up to Rocco. That's... Now, Rob, do you know what I mean when I say the word Rocco Siffredi? Do you have any idea what that is?
No, I have no idea.
Do you think that he's...
Is that Ron Jeremy in Spanish?
He's, you know, I will give you this. He's a little Ron Jeremy-ish.
Does he look like that?
No, no, he's a better-looking guy. I'll give him that. He's thinner. He's doing fine in other areas. But I'm just saying that he's kind of the Italian version of what we would think of Jeremy, not so much looks-wise, but just his name over there would
right.
be very Ron Jeremy.
I know what you mean. I got you.
Although he performs in America, and he comes to the United States, and he's in Los Angeles, and he does things there. And obviously this is too much information for Rob. But he wanted to make it known. He actually was, it was a big deal in Italy, all over the country, that Rocco has said no. He's putting off the big O, and he says, I can do this 10 times a day. I'm doing this for the country of Italy. I'm going to be celibate until the Italians win the World Cup. Walk away, because they're going to walk back to Italy from Brazil. That's like right in the same thing, right? You can just go, you just walk over the, under the water, and you're back home. Rob, you've been to these countries. I got to be honest with you. You've been to Italy, haven't you? You've been to Rome.
I've been to Italy, of course.
You've been to Brazil, right?
Yes.
Can you walk from Brazil to Italy?
No, I don't think that's going to work.
What about horseback?
Can't do it.
We cannot do it. Miguel Cabrera with a double, a lead off the four. So Verlander gets out of a bases-loaded jam, Mark, with no runs, and now Cabrera leads off the fourth with a double.
Do you think that that Rocco Siffredi holding out to honor his country?
Are we really talking about this?
I'm just asking. I don't want to make it a topic. Let's talk about the double. Okay. How was the double just now? Was it a great double?
I don't know about that, but my God. We're talking about some Italian porn star not having
no
sex.
No sex for Italy.
As if that's going to matter.
It's important. It's important for the
World
Cup.
And he shouldn't have any spaghetti, and he shouldn't drink any sangria.
Well, you know what, though? Honest to God, even though if he was an actual player, I've never believed in the idea
of... It's just stupid. We've heard this over and over. Oh, you can't have sex or whatever. There's plenty of guys, I'm sure, having plenty of sex, Mark, when it comes to before games
I think
and everything.
I think it's more than you know. I think that when these guys go off into various countries, and we've heard this story before, that when these Olympic Games come around, when it's the World Cup, and it's every 4 years, and they're itching to get out there, they've spent their entire 4 years practicing, training, laying out the foods, and they have just these last couple of weeks to go, and literally, we've seen this. We've heard about people who've been kicked off teams because they can't control themselves, whether it be by food, whether it be by sex. And, you know, you brought this up about Brazil, and it's not so much about Rocco Siffredi or anything like that, but it really was the wrong country in my mind to have this particular
thing. I understand the tradition of the World Cup and the Brazilian soccer team. Mark, when I went to Brazil, I went to the stadium. You want to go in Brazil? How big is the stadium? Anybody know in Brazil?
100,000?
200,000 seats.
Is every seat a good seat?
Mark, 200. When I was outside the stadium, I'm not telling you, and you don't have to worry about parking because people aren't driving there. They're taking a train or walking or riding their bikes. So parking's not an issue. But they got 200,000 seats. How would you like to be in there? There's a fire. Trying to get out of that place.
You've been to Mexico City, too, is that right?
Yes. You know, I've been everywhere.
Have you been to that stadium that's there?
I didn't go to the stadium, but I've
been. What does that seat, like 150?
Something like that. But this one.
How do these countries, you know, when we have to go to a place that's 60,000, we think that that's just incredible. We have to pack a lunch. We've got to make sure that the car is filled with gas. We might not return until 10 o'clock.
It's a different life. It's a different life, Mark. It's like I was telling you.
These people, like, walk to the stadium from, like, miles away.
Right. They're not driving. They're not, you know, like, and you got to remember, there's not much else going on. Tigers have tied the score. It's 1-1. Torrey Hunter ground out the second. Cabrera scores 1-1.
Finish what you were saying.
They needed that. But it's not the same thing. Mark, there's not much going on, right? And
I got a text. Magic Johnson's career seemed to go okay with all the sacks.
Oh, boy.
I won't say who said that to me. Thank you for the text.
But he's got AIDS.
Gary. Donald Sterling, come on. He had to rue his ugly head at some point.
Donald Sterling, how dare you say that?
You know what?
What has he done? Can you tell me?
He wants to take over everything, including that manifesto.
I think he's suing Magic, too, over it.
I like your perspective on the fact that you've been to all these damn stadiums that are. And by the way, I'm assuming that most of the seats these people sit in aren't exactly luxury boxes.
It's not like some modern day, but it's
I've seen Wembley.
It's 200,000. It's just an unbelievable structure, Mark, when you look at it. You know,
have an incident there, though, where people, it in Brazil?
I'm not sure.
Long ago, where they had people die in the.
Well, they had the barbed wire up for people so they don't throw stuff and get on the field. I mean, it's a different atmosphere. But that's what they live for. You know what? Countries like that, Mark, they're all about the national team. United States, we're about our local teams. Local teams are more important, right? Supersede. Foreign countries, it's about the national team and what they can do to bring pride to the country.
Well, and long before, if it's one of those conversations, long before these other countries kind of caught on to the baseball thing in Japan and then Korea, South Korea, and then, you know.
They love baseball over there.
But it took some time.
Right.
They learned it from here. Before China and other places got into the NBA and got into basketball, we had it here. You know, Canada always likes to take hockey as their thing. That's great. But we were playing hockey in this country way back when, too, back in the 1900s. So we had other diversions in life. Soccer became less and less a diversion for us. We didn't have it on the totem pole because we had other things going. And we seem to create new stuff all the time. I don't really know why around the world it is so revered and we never really picked up on the reverity of it in this country. I always tell that to people who come over from other countries who don't get us because we're not into that. So it's this kind of constant push and shove battle between the foreign people who come over or even people who make a life here in this country and say, why aren't you into this? And then us saying, well, we don't get why you're actually that into it in the first place until they tell you, well, we don't, you know, they have Formula One races. We have NASCAR and some, there's just too much else going on. It's the only other thing I can think of. This battle has been way too much raged and probably just shouldn't even be bothered with anymore. I just think we all know it's never going to catch on here to that level.
No, it won't.
Face it. It's just that's the way it goes. You tried.
Don't forget, Mark, when the Cosmos, and I know I'm dating myself.
The Cosmos? You're going to date yourself?
Well, Mark, remember, they put together, and I could say this, here you are, right? Rob, how do you know what soccer stars are you talking about? Pelé. Giorgio Canalia. And Franz Beckenbauer. All three great players who are past their prime, but all played together on the New York Cosmos. Mark, they used to sell out the stadium in New Jersey, Giant Stadium for games, the Cosmos.
I went to the Chicago Sting playoff game where I went to get a hot dog. Arno Steffenhagen scored the only goal I ever saw.
That's not good.
No, I missed the only goal of the game. It was 1-0 final. The Chicago Sting, who didn't get to the postseason very much. All right, coming up, we'll do a little Heat business. We haven't even talked about the Heat and Clippers from last night. The Heat and Spurs. And we're watching to see if the Stanley Cup champion comes a call tonight. Well, we won't have it by the time we're done, I don't think, because the game started too late. But the L.A. Kings are 40 minutes away, but they're down 1-0 for winning their second Stanley Cup in 3 years. But the Heat and Spurs from last night, and where do they go from here? Where does Miami, what's Miami do now? And if you know Rocco Siffredi, Gary, give him a shout-out. Give him a little high five. Give him the high sign. Because he's going to have a very, very bad stretch here coming up. It's just 248-848-1130. Sex in the Olympics, sex in the World Cup, all that stuff. I'll tell you, it's craziness. Can't do it. Craziness, I tell you. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
What up, though, Detroit? It's Joik Bell. You listen to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Time for On This Day in 1984, brought to you by Comerica Bank. June 11th, 1984 was a Monday, and the Tigers opened a three-gamer in Toronto. It was Dave Rosma, Rosie, against Luis Leal again. Tigers saw Leal a bunch of times that year. Top of the first, Kirk Gibson hit a sack fly, driving in Alan Trammell. Chet Lemon's sack fly on the second, and Rupert Jones's RBI double made it 3-0 Detroit. Blue Jays tied it in the third with one swing off Rosma. It was that future Lake Orion High School basketball coach, Dave Collins, again, with a three-run homer that evened it up at three. But top four, Lou Whitaker popped his fifth ding of the season to make it 5-3 Tigers. Sid Mangi and Carl Willis followed Rosma, and then Sparky turned to, you know who, Willie Hernandez in the seventh. He would obviously pitch a lot of three-inning saves opportunities. He promptly allowed an RBI single to Lloyd Mosby, and after that, Willie got to run a 1-2-3 in the eighth and then 1-2-3 in the ninth, striking out Damaso Garcia to end it. 5-4 Tigers. Rosie got the win to go to 2-0. Leal got his first loss of the season to go to 6-1. Detroit went back to 30 games over 500 at 44-14 and a full eight games up in the AL East. 35,062 at Exhibition Stadium. Hope for better things on Tuesday in Toronto. We'll see. 30 years ago today, that was the situation on the road to the World Series. Presented to you by Comerica Bank.
Detroit weather.
Uh-oh.
It's time for When We Want to Weather, Mark Wilson.
Hey, now.
Why are we doing it now?
You damn well wanted to. Here's the latest. Right now, it looks like most of the rain has started to move. Now, we just heard the shower situation.
I was going to say, I heard some thunder bumpers on the roof.
We're starting to clear it out of here, and we're going to have some really nice days coming up. There could be some lingering showers, maybe even a thunderstorm left tonight and into Thursday morning. But then it's 79 tomorrow, 75 and sunny Friday, 78 and sunny Saturday, 82 and sunny on Sunday. We're looking at four really nice days currently in Metro Detroit. Could be a little misty where, could be a spot of rain. It's cloudy and 75. That's when we want to weather.
Why'd we do it now?
Because we dang well wanted to. So the Miami Heat last night, when we left you, the Spurs were kicking some heat behind. And that ended up being the case. They had the greatest half maybe in the history of playoff basketball. 71-50 was the score at halftime, an NBA record 76% shooting, and Kawhi Leonard looked like Oscar Robertson. So the question you ask yourself now is, because of the back-and-forth nature of this, look, the game was 8-8 in the first, and then San Antonio went on a 14-2 run, and it was pretty much over. And what did I say to you? I said, there's only two things now that can happen to the San Antonio Spurs. They're going to win the game. No big deal. Go to 2-1 in the series.
Or it'll be the biggest choke ever.
The biggest choke in playoff history, at least for a single game. Because you can't have that both ways. If you have that kind of domination, animation domination, even in the first half, you're going to end up being a choke artist. Or else you're going to win. Now, the Spurs, he came back within seven.
Well, but there's always a run, though, Mark. So you weren't shocked by that, were you? You weren't shocked that there was a run.
To get it to seven a little bit. No. I thought that when they got it just down to like 12 or 13.
They shot 76% from the field in the first half.
Still made it almost 60% from the game.
I know. That's an unbelievable number.
Kind of kept it going in many ways.
It's amazing.
Miami had one block in that game yesterday and 20 turnovers.
And defensively, they let too many open looks, Mark. You can't let that many open looks.
Are you seeing a chink in the Miami armor, in a way?
Yes, you know what I'm going to say? This is the part I look at. It's a bad look for Miami from this standpoint. You steal game two in San Antonio. There. You should come home, Mark. You're energized. Thinking in your mind, we play well the next two games at home.
Rob, you laid a championship. You're the Heat. You laid a plop last night.
Yes.
In front of your home crowd.
And you know what?
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, what a stinker it was.
Right. I mean, that to me told me something, because you should be on a high coming off that game. LeBron just gave you 35. Don't forget the first game, the only reason, quote unquote, you lost is because LeBron had cramps and couldn't finish the game. So you come back home. You're supposed to feel great, energized. Mark, where do you play the best defense? At home, right? You got your crowd, comfortable surroundings. You're supposed to feel good there.
Here's my opinion on the Heat right now as opposed to the last 3 years. This is fourth, remember. They've won the last two, but they lost that first one. I think they're still relying, and I don't mean to say that they're relying on Ray Allen too much.
Yes, but they do, because
there's another. But there's a new guy in the mix.
Well, Mario Chalmers,
no,
who's bad.
Rashard Lewis.
Rashard Lewis, why? We know he can shoot.
But Rashard Lewis had like 3 or 4 years. Remember what the contract the Magic signed him at? It was one of the biggest contracts.
And he's one of the NBA guys who got busted for what? Steroids.
Oh, right.
Remember, he got suspended.
Yes, he did. Rashard Lewis for a bit was persona non grata. He's come back the last couple years. He kind of flew under the radar with Miami.
Yeah, he didn't.
Now
really
he's kind
much.
Of getting his 14 points a game. Out of the blue, Rashard Lewis is starting to play like Rashard Lewis we knew could play and has played in the past. That's, to me, a signal of a problem there because, again, here we go with the can't have it both ways. If you're going to be Bosh, D-Wade, and LeBron, then you got to win as Bosh, D-Wade, and LeBron and getting the secondary help. Not be the secondary guys to Ray Allen, Rashard Lewis, and Mario Chalmers. And sometimes, to me, it looks like the Heat take time off during games to make that happen. LeBron had his 22 with 7 boards. These are pedestrian numbers. Bosch had 9 points and 3 rebounds. Miami owned the third quarter and still trailed by double digits going to the fourth. That's not what you would expect for the Heat in Miami. We'll talk more about it next. We got a sports wrap coming up. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Okay, let's do this thing. We got some stuff to catch you up on, man, at 937.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mine.
You know, we love bringing up Ernie, so I'm going to do it again. They're kicking up the heels, the Tigers are. I saw that. Yep. 2 outs, men on 2nd and 3rd, and it's a 1-1 game still. We're in the top of the 5th. Tigers and White Sox. The White Sox got their run on the Jose Abreu 19th homer of the season. And that's where it stands. Biggie's on deck, ready to go. We're top 5, 1-1, John Danks, Justin Verlander, right now at U.S. Cellular, and the Tigers, as Ernie would say, kicking up the heels. Anytime we can get a Harwell remark on to honor the great Ernie Harwell, it's good night. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker and Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 4 at Madison Square Garden. The Rangers have scored again. Marty Saint-Louis with his 8th goal of the postseason. It's 2-0 Rangers over the Kings in the second period as we speak. So right now, so far, so good for Henrik Lundqvist and the Rangers as they try to force a Game 5 and prevent the Kings from sweeping the series and taking home the cup back to L.A. tonight. NBA Finals, Game 4 tomorrow in Miami. We're talking about it at 248-848-1130. Spurs up 2-1. Other baseball, American League, Twins over the Blue Jays 7-2. That was this afternoon. Royals beat the Indians 4-1. KC is right now, excuse me, as we stand, 2.5 back of the Tigers. They've now gone rain delay in Baltimore with the Orioles leading the Red Sox 4-0 in the 7th. So that's a delay by rain there. 2 others started for 10. Interleague series, the Rays lead the Cardinals 4-3 7th. Rangers on top of the Marlins 5-0 5th. D-backs trail the Astros 3-1 6th at Minute Maid. Chris Carter his 11th homer of the season. National League, still nothing happening. No score, Padres, Phillies, all the way to the 8th inning now in Philadelphia. Pirates over the Cubs, 3-2, 3rd. Reds lead the Dodgers, 4-0, 7th. Jay Bruce, his 5th homer of the season. Not a lot for Jay. He's got to hit more than 5. Tough start in the power category. Brewers over the Mets at Citi Field, 3-1, 7th. And the Rockies lead the Braves, 4-0 in the 4th. Nationals and Giants start in about 40 minutes from now. U.S. Open Golf begins early tomorrow morning at Pinehurst. Brian Stewart from Oakland U has the second tee time of round one at 6:56 in the morning. And then a bunch of guys early, pretty good ones. Sergio, 7:18, Rory, 7:40, Phil, 7:51. Adam Scott and Bubba Watson go at 1:25. They're playing together along with Charles Schwartzel at 1:25. And that's your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Don't forget, World Cup soccer starts tomorrow. Group A, Brazil and Croatia, the host country against Croatia. That's at 4 o'clock. You can watch that. Team USA has to wait until Monday. 248-848-1130. I think they got out of the thing. Is that what, Rob? Did you notice that?
I didn't see, but it was
And we're doing a little Heat and Spurs business with Game 4 tomorrow night while we're on TV theme song Thursday in Miami. And if the Heat have any hopes and aspirations of pulling off a three-peat for the first time in Pat Riley's life since he invented the phrase, then they better do some damage tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow's the game. Tomorrow's the series, be honest. Tomorrow's the series. Jimmy, you're on Sports Night with Parker and a Man. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you, Jimmy? Everything good?
Yeah, everything good now. Hey, Rob, I got in a truck today at work, and it didn't have a radio. So I downloaded iHeart, and I couldn't figure out how to get the fan. I called into the station, and your screener, he helped me out.
EP got
now
you
I
right?
Got y'all on. Yeah, he helped me out. Now I got y'all on iHeart.
Oh, very nice.
Look at Jimmy. Jimmy is take a listen to Jimmy. He is promoting iHeartRadio as the app you need to download.
And EP helped out. Wow.
Well, you know, EP knows his stuff. He's a 21st century kind of guy.
Yeah, I called.
Oh, it was Gary. It was Gary. Gary helped him out. Oh. See?
Yeah, he helped me out. I called in and told him I had the iHeart, but I didn't know how to download, get y'all, and then he helped me out.
Great, Jimmy, so now you got it. Beautiful.
Don't forget, you can enjoy everything that iHeartRadio has to offer.
Well, because you know what? Bill Doyle in New Jersey driving home and listen to our show. So you can do it. It's great.
Yeah, now when I go to Georgia, I can listen to y'all while I'm down there in Georgia.
Yep, you sure can.
And, Jimmy, the best part about it is while you're listening to iHeartRadio, in September I'll be going to the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. So good for you.
Oh, man, good. Yeah, good for you, boss. All right, now let's get to this NBA.
Hey, October. What? What do you got?
Miami might be in trouble.
Might be.
I think they are,
Jimmy. Series
is
tomorrow.
Jimmy, I picked the Spurs in six, and I'm going to tell you that the big game was game three at home. After you steal a game two on the road, you're supposed to come in feeling good, and if you win that next game, you have all the momentum. You've now won two in a row, and you know you have a game four in your own building. If you win that, you're ready for another championship.
Right. You're almost home free.
Yep.
And see, the game for Miami was game two, and the game for the Spurs was game three, and Spurs won it.
Well, but the point of game three was supposed to be a Miami coronation in many ways. They were going to, you know, welcome back the heroes from San Antonio. Now you got a couple of games sitting there right straight smack in the face at your own place. It'll be a white out, an orange out, a red out, whatever it's going to be in Miami. And it'll run through them like Swiss cheese. Well, 111-92 later, and I still think the elephant in the room is that people don't want to say, was that a surprise or did something happen to the Heat? What misstep did they have for 48 minutes? That they looked that bad, especially after it was 8-8 in the game, and then San Antonio was on the 14-2 run.
Well, I think you got to give some credit to the Spurs. They stepped up.
And I, you know what? Here's the deal, it's 2014, dude, and to think that you're on the verge again of Tim Duncan. There are people that are going to high school now who weren't born.
Right.
When Tim Duncan came out of Wake Forest. And he's
right.
Still playing at this level. He's not a guy playing 8 minutes off the pine. He's still playing at this. He's amazing at this level.
And, Mark, they could have went to him down low more.
Of course they could have, but what's the point?
Yeah, you're right about that, because they had him where they want.
Yeah, but remember this. And I think that Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili and even Kawhi Leonard now and Danny Green and Tiago Splitter are really smart here. Do you know why? I think they, in game, they preserve Duncan's energy. Do you notice that?
Yeah. Right.
While he's on the floor,
right.
They still protect Duncan so that he can stay longer on the court. That's what I notice about them.
Hey, and Mark is so right about Tim Duncan and how long this stretch. Like, they never were a dynasty. The Spurs never won back-to-back. They never won 3 out of 4. But the body of work and the distance of it is unbelievable.
You know, being damn good is pretty a good compliment.
No, I'm just
it's
saying.
Unbelievable.
It is. It's a long way to go. Is that a triple?
Yeah. All right, guys. Hey, I got you now. iHeart.
There you go, Jimmy.
Whatever.
Look at you.
That's right. Hey, Jimmy, thanks, man. We appreciate you.
All right, brother. Y'all take it easy.
Okay. Yeah, it's a
almost like we set up, Jimmy.
One out triple. Is that
That's Adam Eaton, man.
Man, is he fast, Mark.
Dude.
He is a jack.
I'd like to know what his time is around from home plate to third.
He is. That should have been anything he hits, a double is a triple.
That's only his third of the season. I think he had like 12 triples by now or something. You know what he looks like? Oh, not looks personally. Runs like. The one dog, Lance Johnson. The one dog has that.
I played golf with one dog, him and Butch Husky.
Oh, did you? I don't know that. You mean Butch Husky, the last guy in the Mets to wear 42?
42, Mark. Very good. Butch Husky.
Check me out.
He had the freckles and red hair guy.
Right.
Butch Husky.
Not a good-looking guy.
Played a bunch.
Not a good-looking
black guy with freckles.
It's just that wasn't so. I mean, freckles could be beautiful.
Butch Husky.
Lindsay Lohan has them everywhere.
And I played a golf course on Long Island in New York one morning. It was a great day.
But Butch Husky was not a good-looking guy. In the history of the annals of the game, you'll go down as being on that list, you know, with Ron Karkovice and others who we talk about the all-not-great-looking team. 1-1, still in the fifth, and again, Adam Eaton on third after the triple off Justin Verlander. It's last call time. What do you got for last call? Come with it. Did Greg call in about that, EP? What's Rob flip-flopping on? Just quit flip-flopping, Rob Parker.
About what?
Your buddy Greg. Don't call back, Greg. We can't do you two a night.
But what flip-flopping on what?
Says he was dogging the Spurs earlier in the season. Says you were dogging the Spurs.
No, I've always said that the Golden guys, I'm not a fan of the – I'm not. But I'm saying hit the body of work. I've just said I'm tired of seeing the act. I've seen it. So, I mean, not dogging it from the standpoint that I don't think they were any good. I'm just, you know.
It is a long time. It's 2014, man. I know it's hard to get over.
Oh, he's going to be safe. Unless he didn't get his – did he not touch the plate? I got to see the other replay. I mean, he's actually in, Mark, but I don't know if –
I'm just waiting for the legal time. I can tell you what happened.
See? No, he didn't touch the plate. He's out.
He got at the end, but by that time I think he was tagged. We'll get it from the other angle. You'll see. Castellanos on a ground ball from Gordon Beckham threw back to home. And Avila got Eaton trying to score.
They had the infield in the fifth inning. How's that?
Well, they think it's that much of Eaton's speed. And so does he, obviously.
He beats around, but I don't know if they – so he got him right there.
Yeah,
I don't
he's
know.
Out. He's out.
Is he?
Yeah.
I need one more angle, like not
Well, you'll
that
have
angle.
A couple minutes to do that. It's last call time on Sports Night with Parker and the Man for a Shadow League Wednesday, 248-848-1130. Come with it on Detroit's 1130. WDFN, the fire.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the fan.
Hey, one more time for this beautiful Wednesday, because the rain is moving out. If you're doing anything with your vehicle, and you got the weekend coming up, and it's supposed to be spectacular, supposed to be beautiful, you might as well take an opportunity here today, tomorrow, well, today meaning Thursday, tomorrow and Friday, to take your car, truck, or van and get it worked on with whatever you need at the good people at Expert Car Care. That's the way we roll.
That's right, Expert Car Care, Mark. They offer free inspections, guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day, just like they did with me last week when I got my new brakes.
And if he had any other problems, they would have done that too. They'll fix anything you got. Whatever you got going, they make it happen. You know how this works. Whether it's something as simple as a brake job like Rob got or a tire repair, it could take minutes. Or something as major as an engine or transmission. They got you covered. They got it going on. And you can have it going on, too, if you're actually watching these two guys, ParkerandTheMan.com, and you mention our names.
That's right. Mention Parker and the Man, and you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100.
No holla.
No holla in savings just for saying Parker and the Man. It's Expert Car Care. It's X-P-E-R-T. You hear us talk about them all the time. You're going to try it out if you haven't been already. And you're going to be as happy as this guy across from me here who just had that happen last week. Right there, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mount and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
First, an update from Madison Square Garden, where the Kings have now scored. They're on the board against Henrik Lundqvist.
What's the score?
2-1, Rangers. Dustin Brown just scored for L.A. after Martin Saint-Louis scored for the Rangers. So the Rangers are up 2-1 with 5 or so minutes left to play in the second period at the Garden. So Kings still with plenty of time left, by far plenty of time, to wrap this thing up tonight and take the cup back with them to California. Or will the Rangers prevail and force a game number 5, which is what they're looking for? Right now it's 3-0 Kings. In Chicago, where Torrey Hunter's about to face John Danks. Danks for the memories. White Sox and Tigers are tied at 1 in the 6th inning. And the Tigers have a man on in that 6th inning. So a lot can happen here tonight. They can lose and be just 2 games ahead of the Kansas City Royals with cheese. And then everybody else picks up another half game as well, including, obviously, Minnesota and Cleveland. Of course, the White Sox pick up a full game. I mean, it's kind of funny to look at the divisional standings. Not in the NHL, Mark, you idiot. To look at the standings in the American League Central, because it's all 33-33. Tigers have 33 wins. Kansas City has 33 wins, 32 losses. Cleveland is 33-33. White Sox right now are 32-33, trying to get to 33-33.
I'm trying to get to 33rd Street. How do I get there? 33rd and Toyd.
And Minnesota is 31-33. So the Twins are in last place, but they're 4 games out. By comparison, Tampa, which has now lost another 4 straight. Oh, and is this, they score? Hold on. I never looked at this. Yeah, they got 4 runs. The Rays came into this game tonight against the Cardinals, having been shut out 3 straight times. They hadn't scored in 28 innings. So they did finally score, getting 4 on the board. They actually lead St. Louis tonight, 4-3. And Joe Maddon is still the manager. I thought he'd be the first one out the door because they had lost another 4 games in a row. They've lost what now, is it? 20 of 23 or something? It's crazy now. This was a team that people thought could actually win the division. Remember, Rob?
You should go back. Look, all the experts picked. A lot of them picked Tampa Bay.
Absolutely.
A lot.
Lost 14 of 15. Their record is 24-42, and they're not even getting – they're getting barely 5 figures for games. They had like 7,000 there the other night.
God.
It's back to
you're,
that number
you're in
again.
June, and you're getting that number?
It's Tropicana Field. Tampa hates the stadium. They always have. The only reason they used to come out is because they were winning games. That was it. And if that's not going to happen anymore, then they're going to keep coming out and watching them try to win games. So there you go. That's what we got. We're almost out of time. I was going to mention one other thing. I don't remember if it was that or not. Something about the Spurs? No, nothing. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in round one of the U.S. Open. Rob knows I'm a major championship geek. Oh, I know what it was, by comparison. So Toronto's up 14.5 over Tampa, which is the last place team. Oakland is 10.5 up on the Astros, which is pretty good for Houston as the last place team. Atlanta is 7.5 up over Philadelphia as the last place team. The Cubs are 10.5 down in Milwaukee as the last place team in the NL Central. And Arizona's 14 back of San Francisco. So that 4-game spread from top to bottom in the American League Central just shows you that this is where this division is going to be now. And the Tigers had an opportunity here to not make that happen, but they've just gone by the wayside with whatever moves they've made that just haven't worked out for them. And here they struggle with the White Sox again tonight after losing to them the other day and having this 21-game streak. This is just, all I'm telling you about the Tigers right now is this is not what teams that are about to win an ALCS again do.
I told you, or go to the World Series. Yeah. Everybody keeps fooling themselves.
Not normally what they do if you plan on doing something this year.
It's so bad, so bad. Make a
promise to remember. Like Frank is there, Gary. In December that I told you all through thick and thin,
on up until the end. Parker's been your friend. I've been your friend. That was a good part, Mark, right there. Hey, let's thank, of course, EP, Gary, Matt, his video streaming minion, Scott. We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without them, and a special shout out to Gary for helping out with the iHeartRadio app.
Very good.
Very good. Good job. So that means we now have 5 listeners. Very good.
Come on, man. You got Bob Krause. Thanks to Bob for being on. Check him out tomorrow on the WDIV Local 4, the morning in the D, the thing in the D at 11 o'clock in the morning. He's Rob Parker.
He is the man. Mark Wilson will be here tomorrow night at 7.
Juniza with pizza will be in the house tomorrow to continue that, too. You got your Fox Sports Radio coming up, Jason Smith, tomorrow morning, bright and early, 7 to 10. Matt Shepard, The Shep Show. Don't miss it right here.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
NBC. You later.
Shailene Woodley. You thought I was going to go with Rocco Siffredi. This is Siffredi. No. Shailene Woodley, I'm telling you, call me.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and/or Clear Channel Radio.